You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Pause it, please. Sergeant, at this point, do you see a person walking into the frame from, into the video from frame left to frame right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Can you pause it? Did you see something happen with the vehicle next to the Jeep in the last few seconds?
Yes.
What was that?
It appears as though the headlights are activated.
Okay, let's go ahead and play it. Okay, pause it. You see a person that is walking from screen right to screen left in the middle of the screen?
Yes, he just, or she just appears to have closed the door on that vehicle next to the plow.
Okay. And walking toward which vehicle?
The one on the furthest on the left.
Okay. From what you've seen, Sergeant, that you said he or she, does that person appear to be consistent with the video that we've seen of in other particulars of Brian Higgins?
As far as I could tell from here, the individual accessed Brian Higgins' vehicle, so right. I'd be speculating with the whiteout conditions or near whiteout conditions. It's tough to tell.
But no reason to believe that it's anybody other than Brian Higgins walking, accessing Brian Higgins' vehicle.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's go ahead and play it. And what do you see Brian Higgins or that person doing now?
They access the vehicle on the far left.
Okay. And where is that person going?
Now they're accessing the Jeep Wrangler.
Can you pause it? Where does that individual appear to be now in the video?
Last I could tell, they might be by the Jeep Wrangler.
Before that person got to the Jeep Wrangler, was he standing by the vehicle on the far left, SUV or truck?
It appeared that way, but with the heavy whiteout snow that night, I can't tell exactly what they were doing.
Did you see anything in his hand, like a bag or a satchel or a duffel bag or something, when that person walked from this vehicle over to the Jeep?
I did not notice, no.
Go ahead. Now, has that person walked off screen to the left?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you see that person entering screen from screen left?
Yes.
What did you just see the person do?
They were carrying possibly like a snow broom, walking from left to right.
What do you see happening now?
The Jeep Wrangler is leaving the spot it was parked in.
Okay. Okay, we can take that down. Oh, I'm sorry. I failed to ask you the time. I promised I would do it, and I forgot again. Can we look at the time real quick?
Yes, the time for the rear lot main side is 1:45:52.
And it appears that's the approximate time that the Jeep Wrangler drove off?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you friends with Brian Higgins?
I am not.
Do you know Brian Higgins?
I know who he is, yes.
Have you ever socialized with Brian Higgins?
Like out on private time?
Go out, have a beer.
No.
See him at a bar. Hey, Brian, let's grab a beer. Nothing like that?
No.
How long have you known Mr. Higgins?
I'd be speculating. It's before this case, he was a law enforcement individual that worked in the area. So I've had cases where he assisted on and that I've assisted on.
Would you consider yourself to have a professional relationship with him?
I knew who he was, so yes, I would consider a professional relationship.
But you would not consider your relationship to have gone over to the personal relationship? You don't
not
socialize,
at all.
Do any
no.
private get, no. get-togethers?
No.
Okay. You would agree that this video pretty clearly shows, at least at one point, around 1:34 a.m., Brian Higgins was on his phone.
Is that the one that he has the device by his face?
Correct.
It appears that way, yes.
And just to be clear, when you interviewed Mr. Higgins, he did not volunteer to give you his phone, correct?
He did not volunteer, no.
And you didn't seek his phone through a warrant or any other mechanism?
I did not, no.
Do you have any personal knowledge as to the status of that phone as we sit here today?
The one that he got the extractions from?
Correct.
No idea, no.
I want to shift gears to another series of videos. Last year at another proceeding, you were asked about a couple of videos from the interior Sallyport garage at Canton PD. So now we're going to move to the interior. You remember that those series of questions and answers that you gave?
Generally.
Okay. You were asked at another proceeding to describe when the SUV, Ms. Reed's SUV, first arrived at the Sallyport garage around 5:30 or so, correct?
Based on my recollection of it first arriving or what we were viewing?
No, what you were viewing.
I'm objecting to this.
Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Do you remember being asked a series of questions concerning the arrival of the SUV, just in general?
I remember that it happened. I don't remember the exact questions or what my answers were.
And you remember seeing a video to about which you were asked questions concerning the arrival of that SUV, pulling into the Sallyport, who was who, what the time frame was generally. Do you remember that colloquy, that discussion?
I remember it taking place, yes.
That was Mr. Lally asking you questions, correct?
I believe so.
Under questioning by the Commonwealth, you were asked whether the video that you were looking at fairly and accurately represented the SUV arriving at the Sallyport garage, correct?
Yes.
And you indicated, in fact, it did fairly and accurately depict the arrival of the SUV at the Sallyport garage. Is that right?
That's correct.
I'd like to ask you a question about that particular video. Do you have any? Your Honor, I'm holding a flash drive. May I approach?
Yes.
I'm going to just pull you up. May I have a moment to consult with counsel?
Okay. Paul, the lunch is here. Jurors, you know what? Let's take the luncheon break.
Thank you, Your Honor. Jurors, right this way.
What I'd like to do is have the voir dire right now to see what Sergeant Buchanick knew regarding that line of testimony you wanted to get into. So let's do that now, and then you can all work out the video
sure.
Issues.
Yes. Okay. May I inquire briefly?
Yes.
Thank you. Sergeant, we were talking before the jury left, we were talking a little bit about the conversation that you had with Michael Proctor either during or just before or just after that first interview with Chris and Julie Albert. What I'd like to ask you is, what information did you have and what did you ultimately learn about their relationship? You said there were some accusations and we never really got to the heart of it. What did you know and what did you do to investigate? What did you learn?
What I knew as we were walking up to the door is that he had knowledge of the individuals prior to us conducting the interview. I asked him if he knew them personally. Do you hang out with them? Do you socialize with them? He said, no, I do not. I said, are you comfortable doing this interview? And he said, yes. And me being a complete outsider and his supervisor and realizing if there was any impropriety that I would step in and recognize it, report it, and act on that, the interview was conducted without issue, and we moved on.
As a matter of fact, one of the things in Trooper Proctor's report, it said, the report started with following formal introductions. Did that suggest to you that Trooper Proctor had no knowledge of who Chris or Julie Albert were from a personal standpoint?
Not at all. I believe maybe I wrote the report, or was it him?
I think it is you.
Yeah, so I...
Yes.
Just so you have it.
Thank you. Yeah, since I authored the report, I wrote following formal introductions since I've never met them before.
Okay, so that was more attended to you than to Michael Proctor?
Correct.
Okay. But the report does say we introduced ourselves, basically. Formal introductions,
greeted, but I had formal introductions to them. I've never met them before in my life.
You said that subsequently you learned about, your word, accusations that had been made concerning possible relationship between Michael Proctor and the Alberts. What was that information that you learned?
When was it? I need that.
When did you learn it? I thought you said 2023, but I could be wrong. When did you learn that?
It was during the July motion proceedings when you guys had pictures up of children.
July of what year?
I believe 2023.
Okay. And what was it that you learned in July of 2023 about the potential...
The accusations?
Yeah.
That those were Albert's or McCabe's kids in the photograph with Michael Proctor?
Okay. Did you ever learn about personal communications that Michael Proctor or his wife may have had with any of the Albert family, including Julie Albert?
Ever?
Ever.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me when you learned that and what you learned in that order.
Well, Michael Proctor had communicated with those individuals. Elizabeth Proctor communicated with those individuals due to the harassment that they've sustained.
Okay.
So with the crazy behavior that's been imposed on them and the torturous harassment that they've endured, the traumatic experiences they had to live through, they've communicated. So I've learned about that, yes. Yeah. I was taking in all of that evidence, hundreds and pieces of evidence that I've archived in order to...
Go ahead. In order to...
Investigate it.
Okay. You're talking about Elizabeth Proctor well after the fact of the interview and the incident in 2022. That's what you were just describing.
It was after the harassment started, yes.
Which is well after January 29, 2022, correct?
January 29, yes, it is.
Okay. I'm asking about information related to a relationship prior to January 29, 2022. Did you ever learn about a pre-existing relationship that may have existed between the Proctor family and the Albert family before January 29th, 2022, and maybe a couple of days after?
All I know is that there was a relationship explanation provided by Mr. Lally during one of the motions, and it was like 6 degrees separated by individuals residing in the community, living in the community, raising their kids in the community, working in the community, so making them community members and having relationship within that. I don't know the extent of those relationships.
Okay. Did you, during that hearing where you said there were pictures of the kids and et cetera, that July 2023 hearing, did you see a Facebook post during the course of that hearing wherein the Albert family called the Proctor family their second family, or vice versa, where the Proctor family, Michael Proctor's mother, they've called the Alberts their second family? You remember that Facebook post?
I don't remember seeing that post. I just remember there were like a picture of kids that weren't Michael Proctor's kids.
Okay, but you were in court that day.
I was in court on in July, I believe it was 23rd of July, yeah, okay. For the motion, yeah.
Leaving aside the photographs that you've talked about, did you see the post, the Facebook post, about those two families, specifically Michael Proctor's mom, saying that the Alberts were their, quote, second family?
I don't remember seeing that post.
That was not in your brain, in your head.
I don't think I've ever seen a post like that. So I just remember seeing the post of the kids.
What
I believe
about,
it was Miss Little that was holding up the poster.
What about the text messages, or what about any text messages between Michael Proctor and his sister concerning Julie Albert, very specifically concerning Julie Albert? Are you aware of those?
No.
Have you ever seen a text message between Julie Albert, I'm sorry, between Courtney Proctor and, sorry, it's Courtney Proctor and Michael Proctor, where the sister says, Julie wants to give you a gift because you're doing such a great job leading this, meaning this investigation?
No.
Are you aware of a text message in which Michael Proctor responds, get it for my wife? Meaning, if you're going to give us a gift, get the gift for my wife.
No idea.
Okay. Are you aware of a series of text messages between and among Michael Proctor and Elizabeth Proctor in which they talk about, I'm sorry, between Michael Proctor and Courtney Proctor, in which they talk about Julie Albert? This is 10 days before the incident, 10 days before January 29th, so mid-January, where they talk about the possibility of Julie Albert babysitting for Michael Proctor and Elizabeth Proctor's kids.
I am not aware of those text messages.
This is the first you've heard of any of those?
Of these text messages?
The text messages that I'm describing, have you ever heard of any of those?
No.
Did you ever talk to or investigate the circumstance of the possibility, even the remote possibility, that Michael Proctor may have had a relationship with the Alberts that you were unaware of?
No, I never investigated anything like that.
So after your initial conversation with Mr. Proctor, where he said, I know of these people, and you said, is there any issue with you going forward? And he said, no, there's no issue. You took no further steps after that to investigate that relationship. And I'm talking about the relationship that existed on or around January 29th, 2022, not in 2023, not in 2024.
Once Michael Proctor stated that he was comfortable conducting the interview, and I asked him if he was sure, and he said yes, we moved on.
May I have just a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
Last couple of questions. Were you in court? I know you're indicating that you've never heard about these messages. Were you in court in February of 2024 following the federal investigation revelation, the documents that we got from both sides got from the federal investigation, which was revealed in open court, the text messages about gift giving between Courtney Proctor and Michael Proctor? Hey, Judy wants to get you a gift, and Michael Proctor's response was, get it for Elizabeth, or get it for my wife. Were you in court when those were revealed?
Following the harassment, intimidation that I experienced on the 23rd, being followed to the bathroom, then being followed outside, I stopped coming to court proceedings due to that. So I was not in court in February of 2024, and describing the information that you're revealing. I was not aware of that detail.
Did you review, all of these proceedings are televised, Sergeant? You know that, right?
I'm not aware that it was televised, no. I know it streams, but I'm not aware that it's televised.
Okay, streamed. Whatever you want to call it. Streamed on the internet. You can find it.
You can, yes.
They're recorded.
Right.
Did you ever review the hearing in February 2024 talking about what's been referred to as the Fed dump and the revelations that were made pursuant to that federal investigation and the text messages attendant thereto.
I am aware of a Fed dump. I'm aware that it exists. I was not privileged to any information outside of the information that was revealed to me during the internal affairs investigation.
Right.
That was the first time I saw documents from that federal investigation.
By the way, were you privy to Michael? There were three individuals involved in the investigation: yourself, Lieutenant Tully, and Michael Proctor. Is that right?
In what investigation?
The internal affairs investigation.
I'm aware that I was. I know they were as well. I don't know who else might have been involved. I don't know.
In terms of your awareness of Michael Proctor's investigation, you're aware, obviously, that he was terminated, correct?
I am aware that he's terminated, yes.
Did you ever see or were privy to any of the documents or investigative materials associated with his termination as his supervisor?
No, no.
So nothing was ever shared with you, the final decision?
Other than the documents that he was attached in the text message that I was shown mm-hmm. from that investigation, nobody showed me anything of his investigation.
Okay, so let's wrap this up.
Okay, that was basically all.
Okay, all right. Do you want to be heard, Mr. Jackson?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not letting any of this in.
I think it's all admissible, but I understand the court's ruling was if he doesn't have personal knowledge of it and didn't have it then you're not going to let it in. It's over our objection, but that's been noted.
Okay, so you got your idea, and I'm glad we fleshed it all out.
Okay.
So you have to be back here in 35 minutes. All right. When's the jury coming back, Paul?
We're 20 up.
All right. Be back here at 25 up. Ready to go.
All rise for the court, please.
Unmuted.
Session.
All right, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. As a matter of housekeeping, I would ask that GG for identification be moved to the bench.
Yes.
May I inquire? I'm so sorry. I did it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, go right ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. Just before the lunch break, Sergeant, I asked whether you had engaged in a discussion with the Commonwealth at a prior proceeding in which you were shown a video and you talked about the fairness and accuracy of that particular video in the Sally Port when the SUV was first pulled in. And you indicated that you did indicate that it was fair and accurate, correct?
Yes, back then, yes, yeah.
I want to play a copy, a bit of that video, if I could, please, with the court's permission.
Okay, is it in evidence?
It is not. I would ask that we mark as next in order. Thumb drive.
Are we marking this for identification, or is there an agreement it's going into evidence?
I'd like it into evidence.
We agree with the stipulation that it's authentic.
I'm not going to argue metadata issues or authenticity issues, so
All right, so is there a stipulation that this is authentic? Okay, so folks, again, a stipulation means the parties agree, and with that, I will allow this into evidence as the next exhibit. Madam Court Reporter?
Mr. Jackson, is this it?
That's it.
Exhibit 115.
Okay, now you may display it.
Thank you. Could we play beginning? What's the runtime, Mr. Wilk?
5:37:03.
This is at 5:37:03. If we could just play this forward for a couple of seconds. A little bit further. Pause. Do you see what's depicted in this video?
Yes, I do.
This is the video that you were shown at a prior proceeding, correct?
Yes, it is.
Does this appear to be the interior of the Sallyport at Canton PD?
Yes, it is.
And this is what you were questioned about regarding the SUV being pulled into the Sallyport, correct?
Yes.
From a time point standpoint, just the time frame, this is right after the SUV has been driven in from the flatbed after having been seized in Dighton, correct?
Yes, it was driven off of the flatbed after transportation from Dighton to Canton PD and driven into the Sallyport.
All right. You previously have identified individuals in this video, in this still shot, correct?
Yes.
And what you previously said, and we'll get to subsequent testimony in a second, you previously indicated that the person to the right was you, person to the left, Michael Proctor, correct?
Yes, previously I identified that being Michael Proctor. I was mistaken. That is not me right on the right.
That would be the tow truck driver, correct?
That's correct. Okay.
That is, in fact, Michael Proctor, however, in the two-tone jacket, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. And as the video is portrayed, at least as we're looking at it, and I'll get to the next question next, as we're looking at it, it appears that we're looking at the right passenger side of the vehicle, as it appears in this video, correct?
That's correct.
And you see a timestamp and a date stamp on the bottom, correct?
It is present. I don't know what it says.
Okay, can we highlight that just a little bit? Can you see what that says?
I believe it says interior Sallyport back wall.
Okay.
5:37:10, maybe.
Okay. When you indicated that this was a fair and accurate depiction of the interior Sallyport when the SUV was brought in, you were specifically asked whether or not you or Michael Proctor approached or manipulated or touched the right rear taillight area of the vehicle, correct?
I don't remember the exact verbiage used, but in something along those lines, that's what was asked.
And you indicated that neither of you did, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. But in point of fact, this video is backward, correct?
Yes, it is a mirror image of what is actually taking place as recorded by the camera.
Can we play this forward?
Yes.
Do you see where Mr. Proctor, let's go ahead and pause it. Do you see where Mr. Proctor went?
Yes, the video depicts him going to that portion of the vehicle, but we can't tell how close he is.
Okay. And the back, from all appearances, importantly, it appears to be the back driver's side, back left of the vehicle, correct?
That's the way it appears, yes.
Okay. Let's play this forward for a second. Pause. Can I ask you to pay special note to the far rear side of the vehicle? Do you see what appears to be Mr. Proctor's head?
Yes.
As the tow truck driver walks past the rear of the vehicle, Can you watch and tell me if you see Mr. Proctor do anything or move in any way? Let's go ahead and play it forward. Pause. Did you see any volitional movement by Mr. Proctor as the tow truck driver moved past him?
Yes, it appears if that is his head, it shifted weight.
Okay. Let's go ahead and play it forward. Stop. Did you see a person that appeared to morph toward the back of the vehicle? Right there.
There is some anomaly there with the footage, so it could possibly be used to describe that what took place.
Can you recognize that person?
I cannot know.
You indicated previously, does that person look large or small in stature?
I can't tell.
As compared to, for instance, Michael Proctor, whose head you can see above the car, what about this person? Taller, shorter than Michael Proctor?
I can't tell from here. I can't.
You indicated that Chief Berkowitz was a smaller statured person, correct?
I never said that.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know his height.
Larger or smaller? Generally. How about this? Larger or smaller than you?
He's shorter than me.
Okay. Can you tell whether or not that is Chief Berkowitz?
I cannot know.
Okay. Let's go ahead and play it for him. And a little bit further. Pause. What does it appear that Mr. Proctor does at this point in the video?
He's walking.
Okay. Do you see anything in his hand?
I cannot tell from the video, but that he might be carrying something.
Remember we looked previously at a portfolio, black portfolio. Does it appear that he may have a black portfolio in his hand?
That is very likely, but I don't know exactly what he's carrying.
Okay, let's go ahead and play this forward. Okay, and did it appear that somebody just appeared at the front right, the right-hand side of the screen toward the front of the SUV as well?
Yes, it appears that way, yes.
Okay. Let's take this down. I'd like to mark. I have another electronic device, a thumb drive, that has another video on it, Your Honor. I'd like to have that marked as next in order. Court permission.
All right, so there's no objection, Mr. Brady?
No objection, thank you.
Okay. Exhibit 119.
With the court's permission?
Yes.
Now, Sergeant, what is this show?
It appears to be the mirror image of the previous footage. I don't know the exact timestamp there, but...
Can we increase the date and time? Do you see, can you read the date and timestamp on this Chiron?
I cannot know.
It's because it's backward, correct?
I can't read it. I can't make it out, sir.
Can you make it any bigger, Mr. Wolk? Does that appear to be backward?
Based on me recognizing some of the digits, it does appear to be backwards.
Okay, let's look at the whole screen again. Sergeant, let's play this forward for just a quick second. Pause. Do you see Michael Proctor in this video?
I believe that's him, yes.
And which side, and let's start with this. Do you agree that this is the correct version of the camera angle and the SUV as it pulled into the saddle port?
This is the footage, the way that is depicted right now, is very accurately represents what I remember from being there.
In fact, this side of the vehicle that we're looking at that's closest to us, that I'm highlighting on the screen to your right, that is in fact the driver's side of the vehicle, not the passenger side of the vehicle. Is that correct?
That is correct.
The far side over here would be the right rear of the vehicle, correct?
Yes, sir.
Which area is Michael Proctor walking to, the left rear or the right rear in this footage?
It appears if that's him, he's walking to the right rear of the vehicle.
Can we play this forward? And do you see Mr. Proctor's head above the SUV?
Yes.
And watch him as the tow truck driver walks by. Did he appear to move?
He shifted weight, yes.
And it appears that there's another person that showed up in the footage, an anomaly of some sort, walking off screen left to right. Is that right?
That's what it appears, yes.
Is Mr. Proctor still at the right rear taillight area?
He's in that general vicinity, yes.
Let's go ahead and play it forward. A little bit further. Pause. Can you see anything in his hand? Let me just ask it closed in. Do you see the portfolio in his hand?
It would not be unlikely that it's there, but I can't tell exactly what it is in his hand.
Let's play it forward. Do you see anything in his hand now as his arm?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Does it appear to be consistent with the black portfolio that we saw earlier?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Let's move forward. And he is now off screen, correct?
Yes.
So, in point of fact, Sergeant, when you were asked previously whether the prior video fairly and accurately depicted what you recall as it pertains to the SUV and the Sally Port, that was not quite true, correct?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
The way I understood the question is, what I'm watching accurately depicts what's taking place. It is. Just because it's a mirror image doesn't mean that it's not recording what the actions and what is transpiring.
But you would agree, at least, that the previous video showed exactly the opposite of what was true and correct, not just a mirror image, what was left is right, and what is right is left, correct?
Yes. Stand us to that form.
Would you agree that in point of fact, a mirror image video is not a true and accurate depiction of what's depicted in a scene?
I think it just is a mirror image of what's taking place. If you see someone walking in or driving a vehicle and it's depicting the action of the vehicle being pulled in. And if it's mirrored, it's pulling in from left to right or right to left. It's still documenting the activity that's taking place.
Or if someone walks to the left rear of the vehicle versus the right rear of the vehicle, those two things will be switched, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And you'll agree that the prior video that we showed, that you and I just talked about, the inverted video, appeared for all intents and purposes to show Michael Proctor stay away from the left, from the right rear taillight, walk all the way around and position himself to the left rear taillight. You'd agree with that, correct?
Objection.
Do you agree with that? I love it.
It appeared that that is what was happening, but he was standing next to the taillight that was already damaged.
But in the corrected video, which is this one, it actually shows unequivocally that Michael Proctor walked directly to the right rear taillight portion of this SUV. Correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. In the corrected video, this video here, this unequivocally shows that Michael Proctor walked toward the right rear area of that SUV, where the right taillight is, correct?
Yes.
And you'll also agree that this video was taken before any taillight material was ever found at 34 Fairview, correct?
Can you zoom in on the time?
Not on this one, this is backwards.
I know that the SUV pulled into the garage, the Sallyport, at 5:35, and we were still on scene at 5:51, almost 52. So, yes, if that's timestamp before 5:51, before we left Canton PD, then yes, taillight pieces had already been found.
So 5:35, 5:37 is before the first taillight pieces were found, correct?
I'd have to see a timestamp of when they were exactly found, but if that's...
Let me ask it a different way. 5:37, 5:35 is before 5:45.
Yes.
May I have just a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
Sergeant, Canton PD is about a mile and a half from 34 Fairview, is that right?
Approximately. I don't know the exact distance. I never measured it, but I would not be shocked if you were accurate in that.
Maybe a 3 or 4 minute drive.
Depending on the traffic conditions and the weather conditions, that could be a possibility depending on the speed you travel.
Your Honor, I have a photograph that I'd like to have marked with the court's permission, if I may approach.
Marked for identification?
Marked for identification for the time being.
Okay.
May I approach?
Yes. Let's mark it first, please.
To the page H.
Thank you. Can we take a look?
Thank you. Let me ask you a couple of other questions. We just looked at the videos of the interior of the Sallyport. Harkening back to what we just looked at, the corrected video, there would also be a camera on the other side of that Sallyport garage, pointing down toward the right rear taillight area of the SUV, correct?
Yes.
There's a camera situated on the opposite side. We'd be looking at that camera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, taking a look at that photograph, I know the quality of it, but can you tell if that appears to be a still image from that camera?
Yes, it appears to be a still image from that video camera.
I'd ask that this be moved into evidence, Your Honor.
Is there an objection?
No objection. Thank you.
Okay. 720.
Thank you. If we could display this for the jurors, Your Honor, just the photograph.
Okay.
Do you see what's depicted? I know the photograph that you're holding is very poor quality. It's a little easier with this lighting. Do you recognize what's depicted in this photograph?
I'm sorry, your laser was bouncing off on the ceiling. I apologize.
I was trying to make it easier for you.
Yep.
This photograph here.
That appears to be the seized SUV belonging to the defendant with it being situated inside the Sallyport.
And what is that vehicle there?
It's an antique police cruiser.
And who is this person?
I do not know who that is.
Does that look like Michael Proctor?
I don't know. I'd have to get a zoom in. I don't know.
Could that be, does he have glasses on?
I don't know.
Could it be Chief Berkowitz?
It could be Chief Berkowitz. I don't know.
Can you tell me the date that's on the the date and time stamp at the bottom?
I cannot. I think I might be able to make it out in the actual photograph you printed out. Could I take a look at that?
Sure.
Do you need the light?
Yes, please, Your Honor. It appears the time is 11:08:59 in the morning of possibly January 30th of 2022.
Okay. Let's go ahead and pull this back out full frame.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, do you have a point of reference? Does that appear to be the interior camera facing the other direction where the SUV was depicted in the Sallyport earlier?
It's the opposite of what we had viewed earlier,
okay.
Diagonally across, I believe.
So this would be the right rear of the vehicle, correct?
That is correct.
Now I'd like to ask you to take a look at a video. Now that we have that point of reference, you and I have a final video. I can have that marked as next in order, Your Honor.
As next in order, so there's no objection, Mr. Brennan?
I have no objection to that being entered, no.
Okay.
Exhibit 121.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, could we present this? Go ahead and play it. Pause. Can you make out, now that that's paused, can you make out what's depicted toward the top of the screen?
Yes, it appears to be a distorted image of that antique police cruiser.
Okay. And does the area next to the police cruiser appear to be empty? Some snow on the ground?
Yes, it does. It does look that way, yes.
Okay. So there's nothing next to the police cruiser, at least at this point, correct?
That's what it appears to be, yes.
Can we take a look at the timestamp on this document, or on this frame? I'd ask you to let the jurors know if you can see what the actual time, runtime is on this.
I could see the timestamp. I don't know the runtime, what it's gonna be.
It's 5:07, 10 or 12, something like that?
That's the timestamp, yes.
Okay.
Yes, PM.
Now, if we could just play this forward, go back to full screen. pause. Now, how many seconds would you estimate, just in your head, just went by in real time?
Approximately 5 seconds.
Okay. Do you see something in the video now?
Yes.
What is that?
It appears to be the seized Lexus SUV.
And now let's look at the timestamp. What time is that?
5:50:47 p.m.
So in about, according to your testimony, in about 5 seconds, the time jumped from before the SUV was in the Sallyport to about 5:50 p.m. after the SUV had already arrived and is now situated in the Sallyport, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
The time frame that we just saw earlier, of about 5:35, 5:36 or so, with you and, I'm sorry, with the tow truck driver and Michael Proctor in the video, that is not in this video. It's not captured in this video, was it?
It did not present itself, no.
That's all I have now.
Mr. Brennan?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
You had just asked questions about some of the video footage from the Canton Police Department Sallyport area. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you further questions about that. In your investigation, did you obtain camera footage from a number of different angles from the Canton Police Department Sallyport area?
I did.
And one of those series of footages, did that include the interior Sallyport back wall for January 29, 2022?
Yes, it is.
Is that the video that appears inverted and then we saw the second where it was present as you would see it?
Yes, sir.
Did you look at that video? Did you invert the video in any way?
No, I did not.
Did you investigate and learn whether or not there was any other video in addition to that interior Sallyport back wall where video was set up by the town of Canton that appears inverted rather than forward?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Yes, the investigation revealed that multiple cameras had a lens applied to it that was inverted.
In addition to the Canton Police Department Sallyport interior back wall, where else did you learn around town there was video that appears inverted?
I believe it is inside the Canton PD, the hallways, possibly. And if I am not mistaken, the other locations within the town of Canton. And
ask the question. No. Is that your answer? Is that your final answer?
I wasn't finished, but yes.
Okay. Jurors, I'm going to strike the portion of the answer that follows hallways of the Canton PD.
And sir, when you obtained the video from the interior Sallyport back wall, which was inverted, did you provide a copy of it?
Yes, I did.
When you looked at that video, does it have time and date stamps on it?
Yes, it does.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce a copy of that.
Sure.
Is it 122?
Okay.
When you provided the video for January 29, 2022, for that inverted video, did you do any further investigation to see if it was an anomaly that happened just on that date, or whether that was historically the way the video appeared?
I'll look into that matter, produced the fact that it's been recording that way previously to January 29th.
Why did you want to historically go back and see if it was historically the same way?
To show that it had not been manipulated or altered in any way, and it was accurately recording what was taking place on January 29th, 2022.
As part of the investigation, was there video taken from January 1st, 2022?
Yes.
And is that before January 29th, 2022?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to approach and move to introduce this.
No question.
Okay.
Do you know how many cameras are inside the Sallyport?
I don't know exactly. I know that there's at the very least two inside the Sallyport.
You were shown a still photograph, not from the inverted video, but from a different video or a different camera?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember that photograph?
I do.
And you were asked about gaps in time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the health was of that camera around that time?
I do not know.
Did you obtain and look at video from that camera?
Yes.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce. I had you look at this before. Introduce it. Do you recognize what that is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's a Sallyport video's, the original disc or thumb drive, I apologize, not disc.
Introduce this to the exhibit, please.
No objection, Your
Honor. Okay.
This is 124.
When you saw that dark photograph, you later saw a picture that was clearer, and you were asked questions about that. Do you know whether or not the video from that Sallyport area was clarified?
It was.
What does clarified mean?
It means it was enhanced to look clearer.
And that image you saw, was that a clarified photograph taken from the video that was not clarified?
It appears that way, yes.
Do you know who clarified the video?
I do not know.
Okay. May I approach?
Yes.
I think you see how it really clarified. Giving you a zip drive, you know what is on that?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a Sallyport clarified video from the front wall.
Thank you. I've moved into this as an exhibit.
No objection, Mr. Jackson?
Sorry, Your Honor, no objection.
Exhibit 125.
With the court's permission, could I play a portion of the clarified video for the jury?
Yes.
With Ms. Gilman's assistance, could you take us to the clarified video of the Sallyport, and could you take us to about 5:35? As Ms. Gilman searches, I have other questions I can proceed with.
Okay, we'll turn the light on again, please. Go ahead, thank you.
Okay. Did you obtain video of outside the Sallyport to show what time the tow truck arrived with the defendant's Lexus?
Yes, I did.
May I approach?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you and I be recognized?
Yes, I do.
And what is it?
It's a disc containing CPD exterior Sallyport video.
Move to introduce this, please. Okay. No objection, Your Honor. Similarly, did you obtain video from the front driveway of the Canton Police Department depicting the arrival of the defendant's Lexus?
Yes.
May I approach again, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you. Hand you another item. Do you recognize this, sir?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's a Canton PD driveway video.
And is this a copy of the video you obtained?
Yes, it is.
I will move this into evidence. No objection.
Thank you. Exhibit 127.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.